Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your promise in my wallet, don't speak it, won't speak, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your, all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for me, so I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Hello, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. Thank you for tuning in to Webcammy with Sammy and Sage. I, of course, am Miss Sammy Brooks, and my sexy girl, Miss Sage Montana, is here with me this afternoon. Well, actually, it's this evening for everybody on the East Coast, but for us, it's still the afternoon. So, or early, early evening, late afternoon. Oh, my gosh. How are you doing, sexy mama?
I'm doing good.
Good. Oh, and I just have to shout this out again because I'm excited because I'm like a virtual auntie that's going to be on board here for the next, like, 6 months or 6.5 months. Miss Sage Montana is actually going to be a bona fide MILF come December.
Yay!
And she is going to be very MILFalicious. So are we still going to stick to the butterfly project or are we going to have to go to the MILF project? Might have to change that a little.
I know. I'll have to figure something out.
It'll be the MILFy Butterfly Project.
Yep.
Oh. So how have you been doing? How are you feeling? I mean, because you're, you know, like a few months along. How's the little type doing?
Starting to get my energy back, so that's a good feeling.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So. Slid into that second trimester and it's picking up.
Nice. So do you know what you're having yet, boy or girl?
Yes, it's a baby boy.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my Lanta. And here I was like really hoping it was going to be a girl because I'm a girly girl. And I was like, ooh, I could go buy all these pink clothes and all. Well, this is good, though. Now when I'm out and about and I'm shopping, I'm just going to like buy little things. And then when I see you in January, I'm just going to like hand deliver them. And this is a good thing. I was thinking earlier, I was like, man, when I come see you in January, it's like we can't even have a cocktail because you're going to be Prego. But you won't be Prego.
No.
Like, it'll be perfect timing. Yes. Yes. Just in time for the avian.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. So that means this baby, since you're having a boy, is this baby has a boxing career ahead of him, a football career, maybe even a golfing career, like whatever career. Oh, my gosh. Because
yep.
You guys are totally into, you know, the boxing. So I can see something going on here.
Oh, yeah. Daddy is mighty excited.
Right? I could only imagine. Yeah, Furby, he's hoping. It's so funny. We had this conversation the other day. He's like, we need a baby Furby. And I'm like, no, we don't. I'm like, I got you. I'm like, nope. I'm like, Sage is already pregnant. We don't need to have another one. We can just borrow hers. We'll borrow
there you
hers
go.
When she needs to go out of town. We'll babysit. We'll come to Vegas, babysit, and we will give the baby back when she comes home, and we'll be good.
I can come there so we can go and be on the beach and stuff and leave the baby with you guys. Then you don't even have to travel.
Hey, wait a second. Wait. No, because I want girl time. Oh, the boys can watch the baby boy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Even better.
There we go. I don't know how good of an idea that is, but there we go.
I'm not sure either.
Oh, my goodness. Too funny. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We are just getting the show started. And we are going to have a beautiful guest calling in here in about 15 minutes or so. And her name is Sammy Ross. And she is a webcam model, a fetish model, adult performer. And here's the funny thing. So I'm doing the show link today, and I'm putting up the show page and whatnot. And she spells her name Sammy, S-A-M-M-I, and mine is S-A-M-M-Y. I had to go back every time I typed her name and retype it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, idiot. I'm like, come on, you already typed it 10 times. Can you remember? I was like, holy biscuits. It's so freaking hilarious. But she is an amazing performer and cam model, so everybody's going to enjoy when she calls in because she is. And I've done radio shows where she's been a guest here on Dollhouse Radio before on James Acevedo's page or on his show. And she is awesome. She's like fun, energetic. Her personality is just amazing. Oh, and I want to give everybody out there listening, if you have any webcam models that you are wanting to have on the show here, make sure you guys send me a tweet or message me somewhere on Twitter or something. Just send me, message letting us know, me or Sage, SammyBrook69 or SageMontana1, and let us know if you have a yummy cam model that you would love to have on the show because we love our cam girls. And I have one that's going to be an amazing, I'm going to feature this one like uncontrollably once I get a final confirmation of this upcoming cam model. And speaking of cam models, how are all your girls doing in your studio?
They're doing really good. We've had a lot that spent the weekend and the week partying at EDC, but they're doing really good.
Doing partying at what?
EDC.
What's that?
Music festival. It's like a huge music festival kind of thing. Like, I don't know how to
detail
it. Oh, it's a crazy big party.
Oh, I think now it's like coming back to me. Okay, got it. Oh, and how is little Miss Black Rainbow doing? The little cute patootie. How's she doing? Yay. I'm going to have to, I need to text her cute little ass and just send her some like cute little messages and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Little Missy, are you still hanging out in the swingers clubs? How much trouble she's getting herself into. And do you have any do you have any fun stuff coming up with the studio, or are you going to take a break for a little bit after the slumber party?
Well, I'm going on a vacation for the first time in forever. In July to Seattle.
You're going to my town.
Yes.
Without me.
And then, I know. I'm going with mommy and grandma. So.
Going to do the baby shopping.
Yeah. And then in August, I'm going to Detroit. So I think we'll probably plan something for when I get back. I'll probably do something fun with the girl.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. Okay, so I have to ask you this because since we're, like, kind of on the little stage baby talk for a second. So are you going to set up, like, a baby wish list or a baby registry for all of your fans? I think you should.
I am going to do that. Absolutely. Now that I know that it's a little boy, I need to jump on that right away, because I have had some people send me messages asking, you know, what I want or what I need. So I definitely will set that up and kind of let everybody know once I've added it to my current wish list.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. That'd be so cute, especially if I sent your, you know, upcoming baby boy a little bib on it with my picture. And say, Sammy's beginning sex monster in the making.
Oh, yes. That would be too funny.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't torture you. I'm not that cynical. I would not torture you like that. It is funny, though.
It is really funny.
Oh,
the daddy might try to wear the bib.
Oh, right. Oh, well. I don't think it would fit around his neck. It would probably fit somewhere else, but no.
Yeah. You might tell me to put the bib on.
Oh, my gosh. So before we get to anything else, I'm going to let Miss Angela do our dollhouse announcements real quick, and then we will come right back to the show because I have a couple more questions for you before we get into our yummy guest, Miss Sammy Ross, who is going to be calling in here pretty soon. So everybody, sit back, relax, think about beautiful can models and, you know, the wonderful things that we do for your brain, both brains. We, like, get that blood flowing. So sit back, relax for about a minute and a half, and we will be right back after these announcements from Miss Sexy Angela. Take it away, darling.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
And now, back to your program. Okay. So here's my question that I wanted to ask you, Miss Sexy Sage Montana, Miss Milfy. My Milfy. I've got to change everything about you now, because now you're like a milk. Like, this is all happening. This is so crazy.
I know.
Like, it's cute. So wait, do you have the baby room like already going?
We're starting to get little stuff. I was like waiting till we knew it was a boy, and then I kind of went a little crazy once we found out.
Do you have a name for that?
We do.
Do you want to say it or no?
Okay.
All right. We'll wait.
Only because you can tell me later.
Baby
daddy is a professional athlete, and I just don't want.
Okay, no, you can tell me later then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I keep good secrets because I knew she was pregnant way before the rest of you out there did.
That's right.
Like, we knew. Yeah, she told me. I keep secrets. I'm good keeping secrets. Unless it has to do, like, I know James is listening right now. He's like, bullshit, you ain't no goddamn secret keeper. When it was his one-year anniversary for this show, I, like, blurted out, yeah, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be a guest on the show that day. And, but if you tell me it's a secret, it's a secret. Then I don't say nothing.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, I kept yours, and I will always keep the good secrets. Like, if you're mean to me, then don't ask me to keep a secret. Not you. I'm talking about other people in general. Then you're screwed. It's going out there because I won't care. So have you done those Periscope videos yet, or the live video feed on Periscope?
No.
Have you tried that yet? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I just did my second one yesterday, and it's basically another social media outlet where we can just keep in touch with people out there all over the freaking world. And it's actually really fun, and we can promote our webcam shows on there. But the thing is, the only thing I don't like about it is it has the most horrible, like, what do you call it, like uploading speed, because you lose connection really quickly. But it's the coolest thing ever. I wish I would have known about this, like, so long ago. You got to download it onto your phone and do.
I'll have to.
Oh, my gosh. You and Black Rainbow, when you guys are doing your girly times and stuff,
yeah.
When you guys are out and about, you guys could totally be on Periscope and having a blast. Like,
yeah,
literally.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Definitely.
I'm trying to figure out how to download the damn thing onto my iPad. So that way, because I would love to be scoping right now with my scopies, me and my scopies hanging out. I'm going to call them scopies because there's teenagers that are on Periscope, so you can't show any nudity at all. So that's what they're called now, my scopies. Scopies and Sammy hanging out. But, yeah, do that. You should totally get on Periscope because all of your fans will be just in, like, gaga land, literally.
Yeah,
it's the coolest thing ever. I've only done two little vids. It is cool. Yesterday, though, I'm not quite sure what happened. I'm thinking I got cut off at some time because I'm sitting there talking, and all of a sudden I see all the hearts stop, and then there's, like, nobody chatting to me anymore, and I'm like, huh. I'm like, okay, there's a lot of people here a second ago, and I'm like, it's just kind of like, you know, when we're on streaming and we get kicked off all of a sudden, and we're like, huh, okay. I'm still talking, but there's nobody there. Hello. Like, where did you go? Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a guest, Miss Sammy Ross, who is going to be coming in here in a few minutes, hopefully. Hopefully. But until then, let's take a caller. Okay, so I've got a few callers here in the queue, and this one I'm going to take. I know who this is. I know you. Let's see. Would this be Sweetie?
Yes, it is. Hi, Sammy. How are you both doing?
Oh, my God.
Hello.
We're doing fabulous, darling. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I'm glad to be talking with you lovely ladies.
Oh, yay.
Thank you.
I love Periscope. It's one of the coolest things on the phone. It's so easy to install, and it's so simple.
Yeah. It is, but here's my thing. When you're actually scoping, here's the bad thing, is if you don't have something to set your phone on, it sucks donkey balls because your hand gets tired. Like, I'm sitting there holding the phone, and I'm like, it's kind of like a man or woman who's masturbating for too long, your hand gets tired, and you're like, fuck, now what do I do with the phone? It's like, I need a little stand for my phone. I know I'm bad, but that's why I need it downloaded on my tablet so I can scope away at any time and put it on the little tablet thingy stand.
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually saw one porn star that was taking a shower live on Periscope, and they got her feet kicked off.
You know what's so funny is? Okay, so
yeah.
I thought about, that's funny because I thought about doing that because my phone is waterproof, and I was like, well, if I hold it just right, you're not going to be able to see anything. But then I was like, you know what, there's too many teenagers on Periscope, and if I do that, I don't want to get, like, in trouble because I got suspended on Twitter once before Twitter got dirty. Like, Twitter became, like, you know, pretty much porn of the social media like it is now. Because I remember a couple years ago, you couldn't even show a nipple. If you did, you were in trouble. And now we've got nips and cocks and balls and assholes, and I've seen some freaky shit that I'm like, right? I have seen more prettier girls than us with cocks that are amazing. And I was like, what the truck? I'm like, I scroll down and I look at the pic and I'm like, that came from where? I'm like, and you are what? I'm like, you are hot and hung. Hot and hung. Oh, my goodness. Well, Miss Sammy Ross, if you're out there listening, baby doll, make sure you press 1 so you can be put into the show, so that way I know that you are on the line, darling. And anybody else listening, remember, call 646-595-4038. And if you would like to talk to us, girls, you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, you're going to be stuck out there in Sammy and Sage land just listening to our show. Just saying.
Can I say one more thing?
Huh?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Yes, of course you can, honey.
I know you always call your fans sex monsters. I was kind of considering myself a little bit of a nookie monster. You know, instead of a cookie monster, but a nookie monster.
I like I kind of like the cookie monster because, you know, we all have, us girls have cookies. So I kind of like the cookie monster.
Yeah.
And my whole sex monster thing, it's just a pet name for all my boys and girls because it's like a, it's a name that goes for male and female genders. So that way I'm not, you know, because I got a lot of girly girls that like to look at the cookie. So I needed something that went with everybody.
Yep. Works perfect.
Had to go with everyone. So, honey, thank you so much for calling in, Sleepy. You're the best because you call into the shows, you tune into our Periscopes, like, you say hi, you know, like, on the cams and whatnot. You are absolutely awesome to take time out of your day for all of us on Dollhouse Radio because you, like, spread the love to everybody out there, which is
amazing.
I'm glad
to be here for
you.
As you are, I'm going to be here for you as you are for me.
Aw. Oh, and how's the weather down there in Florida? Hot and humid?
It's on the hot side. Yeah, it's in the 90s.
That's crazy. And Sage, isn't it really hot up in Vegas?
I was just going to say it's 107 for us today.
Oof. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The devil's playground for sure.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
107
I am
as hot as you two ladies.
Oh, my gosh. You're too cute. Yeah, it's awesome here in San Diego. It's, I mean, to me, it seems a little warm. It's like, I don't know, in the high 80s and a little bit warm inland. But I'll take what I've got right now over what you guys get.
Yeah. Summer's brutal.
Seriously.
Here.
Oh, it is brutal there. But at least it's only for, like, so many months. And then,
yeah.
Because you guys start cooling down pretty quick up there in Vegas, don't you? Like, in October.
Yeah, October.
Yeah. Nice. All right, sweet pea honey, anything else you would like to throw at us before we take another caller?
Yeah, just real quick to Sage, I left you a message on your cam site, so if you could check that out, please, at your nearest convenience. I would appreciate
for sure.
that.
All right.
So,
you
ladies have a lovely evening, and I will continue enjoying you ladies in the chat room.
All right,
thank you,
honey buns. Have a fabulous evening, sweet pea. My little
you
sweet
too.
Pea. All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay, so we have another caller. Let's see. Okay, so here we go. Ready, Sage?
I'm ready.
Let's see. 352, is this Mr. Joseph on the line patiently waiting for us?
Yes, it is, Mrs. Beautiful, Sexy, Sammy Brooks and Sage Montana.
Sage Montana.
How are you ladies doing?
Good, how are you?
Fabulous, Joseph. How are you, honey?
Good. I just wanted to say first, great cocktail hour show on Monday with you and Sierra.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Sorry we didn't get to your call. We had so many callers on Monday, and
okay.
I wasn't able to run my boards for the show because my computer had a virus. So it was
and
I had a sick computer.
Congratulations to Sage Montana for becoming a MILF soon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And listening to hear your all's guest, Sammy Ross, come on the show.
I know. I haven't seen her up yet. I'm hoping she's going to be coming on here soon. Miss Sammy, where are you? I feel like I'm talking to myself. Sammy, where are you? Oh, wait, I'm here. I'm out in La La Land. No.
There's a few others I'd like to hear on your show in the future.
Send us a message. Let us know who.
Yeah, make sure you send, because you are good at sending DMs on Twitter, so send me
welcome back.
Other cam models.
Other cam models. The one I would like to hear is Ms. Naomi Banks.
Gotcha. Okay. I will work on that, honey.
Even though she has a show of her own, I would like.
But she does have a show of her own. But she is up in Northern California. She's about 3.5 hours from me. So I will work on that, Joseph Darling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let you get to your guess. But before I do, in case you didn't hear me on Real Talk, I was cursing out the people at Sci-Fi about their third Sharknado movie.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes, I was doing more like a Samuel L. Jackson version of his quote from Snakes on the Plane. I said, I have had it with these motherfucking Sharknado movies on motherfucking Sci-Fi.
Sorry, Joseph, you're getting out of control. What are we going to do with you? You are out of control, Joseph.
I can't help it. I had to get it off my chest.
That's okay. You know what? Getting it off your chest is a good thing. We all have to vent. That is a good thing. Venting is good, darling. Very, very good.
Thank you.
So do you have any more questions? questions for us, anybody?
You ladies are welcome to follow me on my Twitter page anytime you want, just like all the other lovely
ladies. All the other beautiful women out there. I am following you, Joseph.
Thanks.
You are
I'll have
so
to make sure
welcome.
That I do if I haven't.
You're welcome.
Yes, so just tweet us, Joseph, and then Sage will know who you are, and then she'll be able to follow you, honey.
Thanks, and you all continue having a great show tonight.
Well,
all right,
okay,
thank you,
Joseph. You have a fabulous evening, too, darling. Be safe and take care. We will talk to you very, very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
And that, folks, right there was Joseph Tanner, and he is a huge fan of Dollhouse Radio, every show. He loves to talk to all the girls on Dollhouse Radio. Actually, and the guys. Like, he's a huge listener when it comes to Dollhouse Radio.
Nice.
So, Joseph, we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
We thank you, darling. and Joseph, make sure you just send me that message on Twitter about people that you want to have on the show, just in case I missed it, honey. And our guest has not called in yet, so we will see if she does call in here very soon. On that note, let's get to some webcamming. So when it comes to, which I kind of noticed the other day, I was on cam for a little bit, but when it comes to camming, Sage, because you have a studio, now this is a really, really important question that girls should, or this is something very important that girls should be thinking about. When you are doing your computers for your studio, for your girls to use, do you have a firewall set up at all times, you know, just protection programs on your computers for girls to use?
Yep.
So they don't get viruses? Okay.
So, our computers are locked. All they can do is get onto their webcam page. That's it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that way.
Nice.
And then, you know, we change our IP addresses so that, you know, all those computer gurus ain't getting into nothing.
Oh, that is perfect. Well, I mean, StreamAid alone, I mean, they're amazing at protecting
Absolutely. All
the models. Yes. And this is one thing that a lot of girls don't realize. When you go onto these other websites to work, the most of the companies, they don't protect the girl, like they don't have the firewall set up on their subdomains or whatever to protect these girls for their internet streaming, which is really scary and crazy. Like,
yeah, it is.
Really scary. Really scary. And I have a firewall set up on my computer, a really good one. And last week, I opened up my computer last Friday. It was full of, somebody hacked into my freaking laptop. No one know how the hell they did it, but they got in and I got this virus that was out of control. Like, literally out of freaking control. Like, I couldn't open a damn thing and I kept having all these errors pop up and I'm like, okay, you sons of bitches, one of you got in there. Somebody somehow figured it out, and it's one of these things that's a simple thing to do. Like, people don't realize if you don't change your IP address, and which I haven't done in a while, which is my fault, like, it really makes a huge difference, changing IP addresses and making sure that you have your computer protected. If it's not protected, you could be screwed and really, really hurting.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Definitely. It's always good to have a backup, too.
Uh-huh.
For the girls that are working at home, if one computer gets a virus, because that's your livelihood, so.
Right, and then also, well, and me, I was lucky enough because my Furby has a really good friend of his, computer guy, that came over to the house, and this is always fun. You know, they always have fun with our computers, especially when it's a personal computer.
Now we see everything. But thank, right? But thank goodness, you know, he's able to come over to our house, you know, and go in and just completely fix everything that needed to be done. And now I'm back up and running. But I did learn a lesson. Change your IP address. You always keep things like that updated, because if you don't, bad things happen. And for girls out there listening, like with the girls out there listening and guys or transgender, whoever you are, when it, or anybody for that matter, make sure when you are doing Skype or any of that, make sure you're protected, because your IP address is so vulnerable and they can figure out where you are at any time. It's like, it's pretty crazy. I mean, look, we just had the federal government, everybody who's worked for the feds, their shit's been.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it can happen to the feds, it can happen to you.
Yep, take precautions, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's kind of like having safe sex. Have safe computer.
Yep.
Computers, safe sex. Oh, my goodness. And then also, oh my gosh, there was something that was really important that I wanted to ask you. Ah, I just had a brain freeze. I should have wrote this down. Usually I write all my stuff down. Like, I'll have a list of questions that I want to ask, and I completely, you know what, I had a list of questions for Sammy, and that's so weird I say that. I feel like I'm talking to myself still. Maybe? Damn it. Oh, well, it'll come back to me. I know it will. Let me just flip through my book, and it'll come back to me. So anything that you have advice-wise, like, that you would like to really...
I was going to ask you, have you used or done any gold shows since they updated it to where your fans can see who your high tipper is?
Well, you know what? The problem with me is I don't usually do gold shows.
No. Well, I know you don't do them very often. I don't really do them very often either. I was just curious if you had
I haven't, but I've seen all the girls. Okay, so for those of you out there listening, we have this feature on StreamMate where you're doing gold shows, and now there's this feature that's been added to where you can actually show who your highest tipper is. So you can kind of start a bidding war between all of your monsters out there that are in your page, which I'm not sure if I like it or if I dislike it. Because there's a lot of guys and girls.
I have mixed emotions. I kind of have mixed emotions, too.
Yeah, because it's like there's a lot of people that don't like to have their username exposed. So I'm not, I'm
think
really
with
not.
The user, I think because when they're, when a customer has his eyeball closed,
mm-hmm.
The rest of the people in the chat room either won't see it or they'll see anonymous. Like, they won't see, like, when they tip, it'll say anonymous tipped X amount of dollars. We'll see the name.
Okay,
but
so it'll still keep it. Okay, so it'll still keep the highest tipper, like, at anonymous.
I haven't tested that, but it should, since it protects their chat, it should protect them from that. That would be a good question to shoot over to the people
up
there.
Yes, that would be a really good question to shoot over, because there's so many of our, you know, customers that don't want their name anywhere out there at all, even if it's a username or their, let's just say their stage name.
Yeah.
So, like, Mr. Big Dick doesn't want his username out there, because even though he has a little dick, he still doesn't want his Big Dick name, you know, his stage name out there for anybody to see, because in a lot of people's minds, and this is what's crazy, but I found in my years of webcamming, when guys and girls put a username into their webcamming, like as a customer, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but when they first start out as becoming a first-time user or a new user for webcamming customer, for some reason, they really think that people are going to realize who they are. Have you noticed that? Like, they're so scared. And they're like, oh, my gosh, okay, I know somebody's going to know this is me. I know it. They're going to figure it out.
And you know what I think, too, is that so many of the guys, they love a handful of girls.
and they don't ever want to upset other girls. And so I know a lot of times they like to keep their name private so that other girls can't see them spending money.
Uh-huh.
So they're all crazy girls that'll be like, oh, you bought from her and you gave her this and not me.
So, oh my gosh, we need to totally do a show topic. So next Thursday, what I'm thinking, we're going to totally touch on that. We can do a little bit right now, but girls, when it comes to a customer coming in, say you've got a customer that comes into your chat room and spends $50 one day or even $5. $5 up to Lord knows how much they want to spend. Don't be going in and getting pissed off because they're spending money on somebody else. Are you kidding me? These men and women out there spending their hard-earned dollars, literally, their hard-earned dollars, they're doing it because they want to, and they're sharing the love with everybody. So, girls, pull the goddamn stick or dildo out of your ass or your vagina and just let these people share the love. Hello?
Right.
We're cam models.
Yeah.
We're supposed to stick together.
Right, and that's why really cam girls shouldn't spend too much time watching, like you're trying to, like, because then if it hurts your feelings, okay, well, don't watch other people.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's, and you know what, that is one of the things that I'm going to be bringing up later on at the show in January is, you know, don't watch the other girls. Because it puts you into a negative realm, like these cam models, it really does. It puts, but, okay, let me see, how should I say it? Watch other girls if you want to so you can learn things, okay? But if you're watching other girls to see if they're busier than you are or if their placement is higher than yours or if they're making more tips than you are, then don't watch them because it's negativity brings negativity.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls will watch. They'll, like, log in. Like, even when I'm online, girls will pop in and ask me, like, Sage, is it busy? There's no good time or bad time online. It's different for every model.
Exactly.
So my good days might be somebody else's horrible day. You know,
right.
It's different for everyone. So really asking someone if it's good online, I'm always going to tell you it's good. I'm never going to tell you otherwise because I know that some girl, if you're asking me, then you're super concerned and I don't want you to ever feel like you don't want to get online because it's not good enough.
Right. And not only that, for all you cam models out there listening, this is summertime. It is coming into July. July and August literally are the slow times of webcam season because it's summertime. People are on vacation. Kids are out of school. College kids are taking summer breaks. I mean, it's like you have to work harder. And if you cannot stick to busting your ass during webcam, during the hard time of the webcam season, which is only a couple months out of the year, and then, of course, right after tax time, like for a month and a half, then it's a little slow. But if you can't deal with it during the hard summer months, go find a new job, go to McDonald's, and bitch about hating your job and being on a schedule. Just saying.
Yep. Yep. Because there really are no bad times. You got to find a time that works for you and when you're in a good mood.
Exactly.
You know?
All about the personality and attitude. If you don't have either one of those.
I have some girls that tell me they only want to work at night because the freaks come out at night. So they feel like they can get into it more when it's dark outside. You know, and if that works for you, then that's what you need to do because that's when you're going to be successful.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I bet you a lot of people are thinking, okay, Sammy, when are you ever getting back on cam? Well, I'm getting back on cam. I have not been on cam. I've only been on cam 4 times since my surgery. So I'm getting back on cam. Things have been, like, crazy.
Everybody keeps asking me, too, when you're going to get on.
Oh, serious?
Because your picture is hanging behind me.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you right now, I absolutely love you because I see that, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? I love this woman. I love her. I love Sage. I love Sage. By the way, everybody, if you didn't know, Sage is carrying my baby. That is my baby. I don't know who this guy is that thinks that he impregnated her, but no, that is my baby. And if I live closer, once it comes out, I would totally kidnap it for like a day and give it back.
And I would totally let you.
I know, right? They're going to be calling me and be like, okay, it's only 5 hours. Get your fucking ass up here right now. Oh, my goodness. So silly. But, no, I'm getting back on cam. My hubby just took on this, like, huge job for his company, and so I've been helping a lot in the office, doing a lot more paperwork and billing and stuff for him. So, you know, just kind of letting my tatas heal. And this is what's crazy. Okay, it's been like 6 weeks now, or it'll be 6 weeks on Monday since my surgery. And I still cannot, like, bounce them. They're still really sore inside. So, but the doctor said everything's fine. Like, I think it's just because I had so many stitches in there, and they're just taking way longer to heal. And I'll tell you what, I don't like this wearing a bra 24/7.
Yeah.
This shit sucks donkey balls from H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah, I know. I keep telling them, you got to let him heal. Otherwise, then she's just going to be off longer.
Right? But they look good.
They're
my
way too expensive to...
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah, unless somebody's willing to shell out another, you know, $6,500, then don't ask me to bounce my goddamn tits. You know what? And the thing is, it's our show. We run the show. And the guys who ask us to do things that they know that we can't do are the ones who can't afford our exclusive shows.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, I know. Even me, I'm getting, these guys are like wanting me to ride it hard and do all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, there's a baby in there.
Right? And not only that, I mean, but it's like, okay, let me see you guys get on a fucking dildo, stick it in your ass. Ride that mother trucker as hard as you can. Let me see your balls flap. I want to see those balls flap and that dick going up and down, mother trucker.
Yeah.
And then you tell me how it feels.
Exactly. Sometimes I think fans forget that it's different when you're with an actual dick versus a toy.
Oh,
you
my
fuck
gosh.
Yourself
completely
a little
different.
And so banging really hard on a toy does not feel good. It hurts our boobs. It takes way too much energy, and it doesn't feel that great. We like we'll ride it, but we got to do it in a way that makes us feel good. Or it's
right. I used to bounce really hard before my surgery, but now these suckers are so damn heavy that ain't happening, Captain.
Yeah,
because I don't want these to be all saggy, and because these mother truckers are heavy, they are crazy heavy, and I'm like, oh no, you try putting these in your balls and tell me how it feels.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, we totally took this on a different level. Oh gosh, so any other like amazing like pointers or good information that you could give to other cam models out there listening, my darling, or things that your models that have brought up lately, like, is there anything models are, you know, bitching or complaining about that you really want to just put out there?
Like, you know, I have had a couple girls. Yeah, I've had two girls come to me and tell me it's so slow. They don't have a lot of traffic. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me, you know, kind of go in and take a look. And I had to send up a message to StreamMate because the girl wasn't getting barely any traffic. So I sent them a message, and they're like, well, she has the whole United States blocked. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. I'm looking at it. She has Vegas blocked. And there was, like, a little glitch. And so I had to tell a couple girls that traffic was slow, try this out, not to freak anyone out, but before you, like, have a panic attack and start emailing StreamMate like crazy, go in and look at what your settings are and, like, get rid of them and then set them again, because sometimes that will fix whatever the issue is. And the minute I went in and unblocked her Vegas and then reblocked it, and then it appeared that she no longer had the whole United States blocked, which she really never did, but it fixed whatever the glitch was, and her traffic went way up. So sometimes it's just a matter of fixing things, or if you don't appear in a certain category that you know you should, go in, unclick it, and click it again, and let this give the system like a 24-hour time frame to fix it before you panic. Because that happens to all of us, even girls that are on the front page that you think nothing ever happens to us, because it does happen to us.
No, yes,
just go in, unclick it, fix it, refresh. Yeah, before you panic. A panic attack is never going to solve the issue. Just try to take some initiative. That way when you email Streammate or whomever you're emailing, you can say, here's what I've already tried. Because chances are they're going to tell you to try those things anyway.
Right. So, okay, that totally touches on another subject. When it comes to blocking, okay, you're blocking a state. Here I am. Say I'm a new model. I'm, 18 to 20 years old. I'm in college. And I'm afraid that family in California is going to see me. And I block California. Now, which I've noticed, and I've had other girls, they're like, well, I don't want my family to see me. And the thing is, you actually, you're blocking. The thing is, like, they're completely blocking that whole state. So anybody who is affiliated with that state, that's in the state at the current time, they will not be able to see you online. And do you find
nor do you
that
get
to be
promoted
a good thing?
On some of the sites either?
Right. So, and this is okay. This is my brain, and this is my way of thinking. And girls and guys out there, please don't take offense to this. But to me, myself personally, I think blocking is completely, absolutely absurd. If you're going to block a state, then why are you even online showing your vagina or your cock? I mean, seriously, you are a cam model.
Yep.
Make use of what the Lord gave you and,
girls,
have fun with it.
Girls should never feel ashamed. And if you feel any sense of being ashamed, then you're not in the right business. Every customer that's seen me in public has been so awesome, because it's equally as embarrassing for a customer to scream at the top of his lungs that here's this cam model that he spends money on. Most guys want to keep that just as much of a secret as the model does. So
exactly.
Never feel like, maybe your family might react a certain way, but your family should really, if this is the right job for you, they shouldn't be so surprised that you're doing it.
And usually 9 times out of 10, the only reason why your family finds out is because you tell them on accident, you let something slip out, or you have a friend that's hating because of the fact that you're making money and they let it out. It doesn't have to do with the website. It's all about
and
you.
And girls will say, I don't want my brother or my dad to see, they'll be so mad. And I'm like, okay, but your parents don't find you on PBS.com. That means they were all on the porn site when you came up.
Thank you, ladies. Flip the script
on them and tell them, hey, you were on the website.
You're the one
too.
That was on there looking for somebody. So
yeah,
that's
does
how you
mom
found
know
me
you were on
and...
there?
Right? Oh my gosh, that is like seriously another great topic. Like we could do a whole hour on just blocking your states, girls and guys. Literally, if you are so worried about people finding out what you're doing, like I said earlier, just go to McDonald's and get a job, because you're really screwing yourself by, like, blocking yourself. Like, come out of the closet. Let everybody know that you have, like, these crazy inhibitions that you want to share with the whole world. I did.
Yep.
I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. At first, I did. I was worried. I was like, oh, my gosh. I own my tanning salon. People are going to see me. They're going to see my vagina. And then I was like, wait a second. I've had a few cocks, and they've seen my vagina. Does it really matter?
Right. Yeah, and it's not like anyone's touching you. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You can easily flip that around.
Mm-hmm. You're just touching yourself.
Yeah.
You're touching yourself. Just saying.
Just you.
Oh, my goodness. Holy biscuits. Okay, hold on a second. Let me click her in here. Miss Sammy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. I so apologize for everything, because I was in the middle of working the Florida SuperCon.
Oh, you know what? Let's do this because I really want to have you on, and we're like right at the end of the show. Do
oh
your fun
God.
Stuff. Yeah, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Well, I'll call you. Or actually, call me or text me. Well, I'll text you my number, and then you call me,
okay.
And let's bring you back on next Thursday because I really want to have
perfect.
You on here. Because yeah,
me
okay,
too.
That way you won't be busy. Yeah. Okay. Yay. So everybody
yay.
Listening, we're gonna have Miss Sammy Ross on. If she's free next Thursday, we'll bring her on, and then we can actually have a lot more fun with her because she is really fun. Her personality is great, and I want to have her on the show. So,
all
just,
right.
go do your thing, girlfriend, and we'll touch base like today or tomorrow afternoon or whatever. And yeah,
okay.
Don't even worry about it. I got you, girl. I got you.
Oh, I got you too, sweetie.
All right.
So nice to finally talk to you.
I know, right? We'll have a lot more fun next weekend. Or next week.
Oh, definitely.
All right, baby doll.
I'm looking
have
forward
fun.
To it.
All
right,
honey.
Thanks.
Okay.
Right,
bye-bye. That's why we didn't hear from her. Okay.
Mm.
And I'm thinking maybe the time difference is probably like a little,
yeah.
A little
kind of throws people
part
off
of the issue.
Yeah.
But we are
right.
Coming to the end of the show, boys and gargoyles. So, Miss Sexy Sage, my milfy to be, Sage Montana.
Sorry. I just have to do it. I just do
that's
it all
okay.
The time.
Go ahead and give me all your shout-outs for everybody to find you, Mama.
All right, guys. Of course, you can always find me online at sagemontana.cammodels.com. Or on Twitter at SageMontana1, or on Instagram at SageInVegas.
Sweet. And ladies and gentlemen, she will be on Periscope soon. Coming to
yes,
you soon
working
from
on.
Vegas. Sage. Sage on Periscope. And then the rest of you,
yeah.
I just want to say thank you so much for Sweet Pea and Joseph, you guys calling into the show. You're amazing. And James, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And which I want to give, you know, James a little shout out here. You guys can catch him tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern right here live on Dollhouse Radio. It's all about sports, and then, of course, there's a lot of sexiness because his co-host on the Benchwarmers Live show tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, is the beautiful, most amazing, award-winning Alana Evans. A beautiful adult star. So make sure you check out James Acevedo tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, you can catch me Monday afternoon. I will be here from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for the Sammy Cocktail Hour with me and Sierra Dembai. She is fun, amazing. We talk about a lot of the stuff that's going on in the news, and then Lord knows what comes out of my mouth. I always turn things into the naughtiness. So follow me on Twitter, at SammyBrick69, on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69, and also on Periscope, and my cam show is Sammy_Brick.cammodels.com. So, yeah, you guys are all awesome. Thank you so much, and Sage, you're the best baby doll. And, yeah, for that, we are out, you guys. Thank you. All right, honey buns. I'll talk to you before then because I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good evening,
all
baby.
Right.
Okay.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Show the sideways, make it in the air. Legs move it side to side, make it in the air. Legs move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it in the air. Legs move it side to side, make it. I'm finished.
my blowout. Sweating on my press, this trick about to go off. Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you. Oh.